Hi, this is Matt McIntosh from the Sci-Fi FX podcast, and I have Anna Hopkins with me. Anna from Defiant. How you doing, Anna?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great. We have been, I have been recently rewatching my episodes of Defiant, and wow, your role in that second episode this season is just awesome.
Thank you.
Tell me about it. I mean, tell me what's going on that show.
So we're starting in on the second season, and the town of Defiance is under occupation, under the Earth Republic. And I play captain of the Earth Republic, and I'm sort of trying to keep order and keep everyone in line. That's where it kind of starts off.
Now, based on what I've seen in the second episode, it seems to me that your character has a little bit of a back history with...
Yeah, so she has a very personal connection to wanting peace and order in Defiance and sort of in this post-apocalyptic world that they all live in. She lost her family at a very young age. She watched them die during the wars. So she sort of wants to make sure that that doesn't ever happen again. So I think she, at one point, sort of blindly follows the Earth Republic because they're promoting peace. So she's very, very personally connected to her mission.
I noticed that you've played... two very important roles in the first two episodes of this season, and I hope we can look forward to seeing more of you this season. Is that something we can look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely. So the second episode was really Berlin's introduction, and she certainly makes a splash in the second season and really integrates with the characters of Defiance. So there's lots to store for her character, absolutely.
Now, based on, you know, your Twitter, I'm going to embarrass you here a little bit, or maybe I won't embarrass you. Your grandma is quoted as saying, "One tough lady," or just "tough lady." So tell me how that plays a part in your acting and how that works into being so important to you.
Well, when she said that, I laughed so hard because she's 85. she's been watching the show, which is amazing. Actually, her and my mom both asked me, like, why you're so tough? Like, we've never seen you like that. And I don't know. I think it just, the character is written really well. It's really clear as to, you know, what kind of person she is. And she needs to sort of put up a wall, I think, a lot of the time, this character. So, and it's usually a little bit of a survival tactic. So she could be considered sort of tough and closed off, but you'll see probably a little bit throughout the season her kind of softening up here and there. But she is a tough lady, as my grandmother says.
Well, and I know I've seen that, so I had to point it out. And it appears that your career has really taken off recently. I noticed that you were on Nikita and Arrow, and it's just really been going really well. So at this up to this point, really, what has been your favorite role, and what did you like about it?
I have to say this role on Defiance is definitely one of my favorites. It's certainly the most different sort of role that I've ever worked on. I did a movie a couple of years ago called Barney's Version, where I played Paul Giamatti's daughter in Mordecai Richler adaptation of a great book that I actually loved. So that was, I think, also one of my favorite roles, but Berlin on Defiance was a complete thrill. I hope I get to do it again.
Is the sci-fi role something that you go out looking for, or is it something that's just starting to follow you around? I mean, I notice I see you've got tons of credits here, but obviously those are the ones that stick out to me. Is that something that you like to do, or?
I mean, I've always been a sci-fi fan. Like, I'm a huge Battlestar Galactica fan. And I remember watching that and thinking, like, oh man, I'd love to be on a show like that. And so being able to work with Michael Nankin, who's the exec producer of Defiance, and the director actually of the first two episodes and the last two episodes, he also worked on Battlestar Galactica. So that was a real great moment for me, and you know, being able to talk to him about that stuff. And so there's certainly something in the sci-fi genre that I've always connected to. I haven't really actively, you know, gone out to look for those roles, but I think, you know, especially in Toronto, there's a ton of sci-fi shows that are shot there, and that's where I live. You know, so there's also the logistics of it that you kind of get put in for these auditions, and then you just find yourself sort of working in on these particular shows. But no, I didn't seek out this role, but I am very happy to be a part of the genre because it's been something that I've always wanted to do. So, and I hope there's more to come for sure in this genre.
You retweet a lot of the other folks on the show with you. Are you friends with them outside of shooting, or is that something that is that like a more of a just a professional relationship?
Well, actually, so I've been friends with Jesse Rath for a long time. He plays Alec on the show. We're both from Montreal. And then everyone that I met on the show, we all kind of became friends. And so now I'm living in LA for half the year. So I'm always chatting with Julie Benz and Grant and Tom Lieber, who was one of the execs at Sci-Fi. So it's, and Nicole too, and Trent. I mean, all of them, like, we have such a fun time working together, but we're always in touch outside of the show. So when we all decided to live tweet last week, it was like so many emails were going around, and we were so excited to do it. So it's definitely not just a professional sort of activity that we were doing. We really kind of love to do it, and it's a way for us to all kind of reconnect because we haven't worked together for about, it's been about 6 months since our last shoot date. So it's certainly a nice little thing for us to be able to do together.
Now, how did you get involved in acting? I mean, was this something that you sought out to do, or is this something that just kind of happened to you?
Well, I always, from a very early age, was involved in dance and performance. And through high school, I had some really wonderful drama teachers, and that interest sort of developed into an interest in acting. And then from there, I got an agent. I studied with a wonderful coach in Montreal for about 8 years, while doing my university degree in film and communications. And so it all kind of, it wasn't like a, when I was young, I was like, this is what I want to do. I think it was more of a discovery. So yeah, that's kind of, it was like a, I wasn't entirely sure where it was going, but now I feel a lot more focused into it, and it feels right, and it feels like I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing.
I noticed that there's a lot of fighting and that kind of stuff going on in Defiance that you're involved in. Is this something that you're doing of your own type of stunts, or is there someone or some group of folks that are helping you out with that, or any special training that you go through?
Well, there was no special training to go into it, but I, on my own accord, decided I would, about a month before shooting, kind of amp up the training because, you know, Berlin is a military woman, and I don't know if my routine of yoga in the morning was something she would be doing, so I definitely switched up that for myself, and it turned out to help because, you know, one of the first days of shooting was that sort of chase scene that Grant and I do through Defiance, and I think we sprinted for like 2 hours straight, which was pretty tough. But when it comes to the stunts, We have an amazing stunt coordinator, Shelly, who is like the most badass person I've ever met. and then we've got stunt doubles for particular portions of the scenes. Grant and I share in the desire to do as much as we are allowed, which they don't love for us to do, but we do like to kind of do as much as we can. But the stunt people and the stunt coordinators on the show are amazing. They do such incredible work. So anything that I look like I'm doing that looks really cool, I'm probably not doing it. Spoiler.
Now, so what has been your most challenging role up to this point? I mean, what has really required you to push the edge of your envelope, and you weren't necessarily comfortable going into it, but when you were done, it was very satisfying.
I think that's probably any job that I do, and probably most actors feel like this. When you go into a job, there's certainly a feeling of, can I do this? Will I deliver? Again, I think Barney's Version was one of those jobs for me because it was my first film, and I was working with a bunch of actors that I followed throughout my life and looked up to. So that was, there was a huge pressure to that. But once you do your work, you hope that it just kind of pays off, and then you feel a somewhat feeling of, accomplishment, or you hate what you did, which also happens to people sometimes. But Defiance was also one of those roles because it was something that I've never done before. A lot of times I would be cast or asked to audition for roles of sort of the girl next door, or the sweet best friend, and you kind of start to believe that that's what you're good at. And so being able to audition for this role and get the feedback that I was getting for it was a real sort of encouragement. And then being given the role was even better encouragement. And then doing the role was even better. So I certainly feel a sense of accomplishment for doing that season in a role that that I'd never done anything like that before. So, but it was scary, for sure.
Now, obviously, with your continued involvement in Defiance, is there any other roles that you have coming up that you're looking forward to? Or are you kind of really just involved in that at this point and
Well, I just wrapped two films that I'm really excited about. One of them is a Quebecois movie. It's all in French. And I'm from Montreal, so French is my second language, but this is the first time I've ever worked in French. And they're with some really incredible Quebecois actors, so I'm really excited for that to come out. That's going to be released in December. And then I've got another film called After the Ball, a comedy that was also very, very fun to do, and a very different type of role. I'm playing a comedic sort of ditzy mean girl. So that was really fun. And then that's about it. This summer is just really about focusing in on Defiance and how people respond to it. And we're really hoping that people love it enough to bring it back for a third season.
Well, I mean, I'm enjoying your part on it. I mean, Merlin is just a very fascinating character, and she's got that, and it she reminds me of I read a lot of different sci-fi books, and every now and then you just run into that character that just grabs mm-hmm. you, and she's one of those that really does. She really stands out mm-hmm. and makes you look forward to seeing her in the next episode and where she goes, especially now with her relationship with
with Tommy.
Yes, so yeah. that ought to make things very interesting.
Oh yeah, it's going to get interesting. That's for sure.
Well, I really appreciate you taking all the time to talk with us here and to go over everything with me, and I look forward to watching more of what happens between you and Tommy. And is it Iressa? Is that the name?
Iressa, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because that's definitely going to be some a little bit of a problem. And
yeah.
Yeah. I can tell by your silence that you're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, there's so much I want to say, but I'm not going to. But thank you for your kind words on the character in the show.
Well, I'll welcome you back at the end of the season or the beginning of your next season.
Yeah, exactly. We can really talk about all of it.
And so, well, I hope you'll come back and talk to me about it when it's all, as it goes on, maybe later on in the season or something. If you'd like to come back, I welcome you to do so. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And so we will talk to you again next time.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
And thank you for listening to this podcast. And I appreciate everything that Aunt Anna has done for us. After all the technical issues that I had getting this arranged, getting things set up, I really appreciate her working with us. And I do hope that she'll come back later on in the season and give us a fill-in of what's going on and maybe give us some juicy back-end pieces this time, too. So, enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks a lot. Bye.